Today is October 14th, 2025. My name is Brittany Shaw. I am a student at TCC in Professor Stephanie Youngblood's class. I will be interviewing Sandra Mutiri at Northeast Tulsa Community College for the Global Campus Oral History Project. All right, so we're just going to go in a little bit of background about, you know, childhood and whatnot. All right, so can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what it was like growing up in your hometown in the Congo?
It was a lot of fun. I had my family there, my grandparents, my auntie and uncles, and it was just so much fun, like, having a community there for me.
So you had a big family?
I did.
That's awesome. So what are some family tradition or cultural values that are important to you and your family?
Just being together, talking with one another and supporting each other, and being there for each other emotionally.
So family is big. Did you have, like, big dinners? Was there foods that, like, you remember, like, over there?
Yes. Like, that's the time, like, we spend time and talk about our day at school, some often during dinner times, and we normally eat like fufu, that's like almost like that African pizza. Most African country eat fufu, and it's a dough that you dip into a soup.
I think I've seen that actually.
Yeah, so a lot of us eat that a lot with meat or vegetable, and dinner time is a time to, like, kind of get together and kind of talk about the day and all that.
So since you've moved here, what would you say is, like, your favorite, like, American cuisine or food that you've had when you got here?
I'm not picky. I like different things. I like Mexican food. I like pizza. I like different things. It really depends. I'm not, like, a picky person.
Do you make... What did you say it's called?
Fufu.
Do you make it here a lot?
Yes. And I find, like, a lot of Mexican restaurants or cuisine, they have, like, similar foods than my country, like in Africa.
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, so education, like, how, like, school, how was the education in the Congo when you were living there?
I was young, it was different, and I think the major different thing was I was speaking French there, and I had to come here and learn English, so that was really, really hard. And I remember, like, in school, we were not allowed to use calculators, so when I came here, like, I was a little bit advanced in math, and what I was already knew, like, my classmates were, like, almost, like, a little bit behind. So.
You were tutoring them.
I couldn't because I spoke, you know, I did not speak English. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really difficult.
Okay, so given what you just said, so differences in education between the Congo and the United States, but, like, besides, you know, just English, the difference in English, would you say there was any, like, big differences that you found between education there and education here?
Very. I feel like in Congo, if I remember, we are, like, more advanced in math, but I feel like in the United States, they're more advanced, like, in other things like science and stuff like that.
When did you move to the United States?
1998.
How old are you?
40.
You don't look 40 at all. Okay, so you were...
I was, like, 13 or so.
Okay, so what led you to want to study abroad? And
my parents moved here and I moved with them.
Okay.
It was not by choice.
Yeah. And so, I mean, So did they first choose Tulsa, like when you first got here, or was it somewhere else in the United States?
It was Tulsa.
It was Tulsa. Mm-hmm. So you've been here the rest of the...
I moved a little bit. I moved to Dover, Delaware. I moved to Cleveland, Tennessee. I was there for less than a year, and I came back.
Yeah, okay.
I came back to Tulsa.
So when, like, you were moving, was it something that really surprised you? Like, what were you, like, feeling during, like, the transition from going over there to coming over here?
When I first heard the news of moving to America, I was kind of excited because my parents been to America on vacations before, but I never been. So I was really excited. But once I got here, the reality of heat, of not having my family around and not the support and the different language barrier, and it was just like, it was overwhelming. It was a lot. I was frustrated.
Would you say that, you know, being around other, I don't know, international students was like a good form of like support for you because they were in the same like boat pretty much that you were in?
At that time, I did not have that. By now, in this class, yes, I do feel like that because I don't feel judged. Like if I haven't, you know what I mean? If I make a mistake, whether it's my speak or my spelling,
yeah,
it's like we're going through the same thing. I don't feel like people looking at me like, are you slow? I'm like, no, I'm not slow. I'm still learning your language, even if I've been here for this long.
Alrighty. Okay, so cultural-wise, what do you think is, like, a big difference between, that you noticed, between the United States and the Congo, just cultural-wise?
Even though I've been here for a long time, it's like community. In Congo, people are open. People are, like an example, you go to somebody's house, the first thing they do, they'll cook for you, they'll make you feel welcome. I mean, use this culture, but people are more close. Like, you know, before you come to my house, call me.
Yeah, respect my boundaries.
Yes, are we going to be talking for like an hour or two? Like, everything is like schedule compared to where I come from. It's like where it's open and it's like community and you just feel so open. That's the way I can describe it.
And you're not wrong. That's exactly how it is. Were there any surprising customs or lifestyle changes that took getting used to?
Yes. Like I say, even though I've been here for a long time, because I was raised in that community and that social life, I still, there's a lot of time where I don't really feel belong because it's not what I'm used to. It's not what I was brought on my young. Yeah. There's still that. I just don't feel like myself all the way because it's not really community. A lot.
Okay. So when you first got people learning English, what was the biggest challenges or successes you faced in first trying to learn English?
Oh my gosh. I think as a teenager, I'm nosy, I'm curious, I want to know, I want to make friends, couldn't do that. So I'll just, the challenge, I felt stuck and frustrated because it was the time where I kind of need that teenage and to feel belong, and I wasn't able to feel like that. It was really hard.
Interactions.
Yes.
How long did it take you, like, before you could actually, like, just carry a conversation or understand?
I think a year.
Was it hard applying it to, like, real-life situations? Because, you know, like, you can learn everything you can in a classroom, but, like, when you would, like, go out someplace or, you know, to a restaurant or whatever, was it hard, like, applying it, like, face-to-face to people?
Very, because now it's like, okay, I'm trying to translate my language to this new language, and I feel like, okay, I got it, but they don't understand me still. Because I'm, like, in my head, I'm like, I think I got it, but they still don't understand meaning. It was really frustrating.
Yeah. What helped you improve or gain confidence in speaking English?
Watching a lot of TV. And as I'm speaking to people, like, observing them.
Mm-hmm.
Talking and just really focused. And that helped me. And I think another thing that also helped me is that in Africa, people tend to speak different dialect. So that kind of helped me, like, I remind myself, hey, I come from a place where people are used to speak different dialects, so mm-hmm. I can pick up on this. So that kind of helped me, that playing those mental games helped me too.
Yeah. Was there anything that frustrated you about, like, English in general? Because I know we have a lot of weird, like, grammar.
Oh, it still does.
Like, and you're like, why is it like that?
Like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, like
right. Or right hand,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, my gosh, pick one for this. Is it writing or right hand? Just another thing that was hard is kitchen and chicken. I don't know what it was that was so hard. It was just like, okay, I am going to the chicken. People are like, no, it's the kitchen. I'm like, oh gosh. And work and walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a little bit easier, but it's still those, yeah, just, yeah. Words that
sound very similar.
But mean different. It's just like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh.
Or they're, you know, pronounced the same exact way, but they're just spelled differently. So they mean completely different things. Well, I think your English is pretty good.
Well, thank you.
Alrighty, so what has been the biggest challenge or easiest part about being a student at TCC?
I think easiest for me is just being with other international students. And I don't feel judged. And I also have my teachers or professors who understand where I'm coming from. So if I ask them a question, they know they can answer my question and give me guidance. And with my classmate, we help each other with the, you know, language. And I like that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been going to TCC?
We started August 25th, so almost like 2 months. Almost 2 months now.
Okay.
Almost 2 months.
Okay, gotcha. Can you tell me about any memorable moments or achievements that you've had? I mean, it doesn't have to just be, I guess, at TCC, but just like, I don't know. When you first started learning English and you were like, I got that, you know, or it can be at TCC, it doesn't matter.
Memorable, I just think like, I just amazed myself that I open-minded to still learning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's memorable achievement, that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah.
Or I don't know what your diet is, but like maybe the first time you had a burger or something, I don't know.
It was different. That was memorable. Mm-hmm. Like the first American food was different from my country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had a lot of preservatives. Okay. So what are some things that you do to maintain your native culture while living in the United States?
I try to cook food for my country. I try to be around other Africans. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do to maintain.
I don't know if this question is weird or not. You can tell me. But what about like religion and stuff like that? Is there anything that you did practice over there that you practice over here?
Back in my country, I was Catholic.
Okay.
But when I came here, I became a Christian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. In what ways have you adapted to American life? You've had a long time to adapt.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, I don't have any choice. It's either I adapt or...
You stand still.
Yeah, I'm still stuck. So mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it is what it is. We're here. Let's go. Let me try my best. And keep trying.
Yeah. I know we touched a little bit on this, but what have your relationships been like with other international students?
I think we're in the room where, like, we understand the struggle. We understand how each other feels when you're saying a word and no one can understand you, or you're trying, like, to spell something and it sounds the same, you're just frustrated. We have this understanding that I don't know how to describe it, even though we're from, like, completely different countries, but we understand the struggle that we are going through.
Yeah. Have you made lots of friends?
Yes, I think so. My classmates are really friendly, and we help each other.
Do you have any, like, favorite teachers or professors or anything like that?
I have two teachers, and I like both of them. Yeah, because you can tell they have worked with an international student, and they understand. It's like they speak the language of an international student. You'd be like, they get it. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They just know.
I like both of my teachers.
Would you say, where do you feel the most sense of belonging now? Do you feel like here is home? Like the United States is home?
I haven't been back to my country since I came here. But I feel like here it's comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable, but if I have my way soon, I'd like to go back and forth and make both of them my home.
Your future plans, you eventually want to go back to your home country at some point?
Just go back and forth, because I've been here for a long time too, and I also miss that community and that family and all that.
Do you think if you went back, it would be like another cultural shock, or do you think you would just weave right back in?
So I always tell myself that if I go back, I'll feel like just like weave myself back in. But realistically, I've been here for too long.
Yeah.
So I know it's going to be a little bit, just a little different. I'm pretty sure things have changed, and I haven't been back since, so I can't really. But realistically, I think it's going to take a little bit of time to get used to, but
I looked up your hometown, and it looks quite really beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. What are your career goals after you graduate?
I like to be nursing, further in healthcare.
It's a big industry right now.
Nursing.
Yeah. There always will be.
Yes.
Okay, and I asked you if you plan to stay in the United States. So you're going to school right now for nursing?
Right now I'm just doing the ESL.
The ESL. Mm-hmm. And then
hopefully afterward I'll go for nursing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for any new ESL students or newcomers coming to the United States?
I would just tell them to be open-minded to learn and not to hide behind, like, that culture or that people, and just expose yourself, just learn, you're here, go for it. Because a lot of time people tend to, like, stay with their own people. Like, oh, I'm just going to be, like, in the African community so I can feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good to have that comfortability, but sometimes you just have to put yourself out there. Like, you know what? I'm here. It's one of those swim or
sink or swim.
Exactly. So let's
just keep swimming.
Exactly.
Okay. If you could go back, is there anything, any decisions that you would have done differently?
Go back to my country? Or go back in time?
Yeah. Yeah, if you could go back, is there anything that you would have done differently?
I think when I came, I wasn't so serious because I had my parents, like, career goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd have been a little bit serious because I had my parents. I was a little bit spoiled back home. So when I came here, I was just like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I look back, I'm like, yeah. I'll be more serious.
So that is all the questions I have. Is there anything that you would like to talk about that I haven't asked or anything like that? Anything you want to add?
No, I think I'm good.
I think I went over the appropriate amount of questions.
You did, thank
and
you.
And content.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for speaking with me today. You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, same here.